AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Israel has given the final approval for a controversial settlement project in the occupied West Bank. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has the details.
It could effectively cut the territory in two, affecting one of the last geographical links between Ramallah and Jerusalem. Palestinians and rights groups say the project could destroy future plans for a Palestinian state. But Israel's far-right finance minister cast the approval as a counter-response to Western countries looking to recognize a Palestinian state. Settlements in E1, an open land area east of Jerusalem, has been under consideration for many years, but was frozen through pressure from previous U.S. administrations. Now approved, infrastructure work and home construction could begin in the coming year. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Meanwhile, NATO defense chiefs will hold a virtual meeting today. Countries pushing for an end to Russia's war on Ukraine will discuss future security guarantees for Kyiv that could help forge a peace agreement. And the Justice Department is investigating whether Washington, D.C. police officials falsified crime data. That's according to two people familiar with the probe. President Trump has declared a crisis in the city despite declining crime statistics. In Texas, the Republican-controlled legislature is expected to pass a new congressional map, creating five new winnable seats for the GOP. Some Democrats returned Monday after having fled the state in protest. They were assigned round-the-clock police escorts to ensure their attendance at today's session. Those who refused to be monitored were confined to the House floor, where they protested on a live stream last night. And Target's CEO Brian Cornell plans to step down February 1st. The chief operating officer, a 20-year company veteran, will succeed him. And a dangerous heat wave has descended on much of California and the U.S. Southwest. Triple-digit temperatures are expected, along with a higher risk of wildfires. This is AP News. Oklahoma has new requirements for teaching applicants from two Democratic states. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Those who are seeking teaching positions in Oklahoma that reside in California and New York will now be required to pass an exam that the state's top education official says is designed to safeguard against radical leftist ideology. Critics say the exam amounts to a MAGA loyalty test. Oklahoma's state public school superintendent says that any teacher coming from the two blue states will be required to pass Oklahoma's PragerU assessment test before getting a certification. PragerU is short for Prager University, which promotes itself as a leading conservative nonprofit. State education officials say the 50-question test is finalized and will be rolling out very soon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.